Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, you're one of the few people I noticed who talk about rewards, like rewarding yourself for things in your trading. So how does that work, and how does that help you become a better trader?
Okay, so yeah, so this is kind of more getting into like a brain science, or what we call neuroscience. And I was really lucky. In graduate school, I went to a school where they had a neuroscience program. So there were other students. So I wasn't in neuroscience. I was in what they call experimental psychology. And so I was focused on cognitive psychology, and specifically teaching little kids to think about their thinking, which I know sounds crazy. Well, it sounds crazy, but I guess as a father, it comes in handy. One of the things that was really cool about the school that I went to is they discovered REM sleep there, and they were known as being a brain lab, like way back in the 60s or 50s or whatever it was. And in fact, they had the big computer that took up like the size of a room. Like, this is the computer that REM sleep was discovered on, you know, and stuff like that. But there are all these students, and actually some of my best friends in graduate school were neuroscience students. So they were getting their doctorate in neuroscience. And I actually even got an opportunity to take a graduate level class in neuroscience. And the reason why I mention this is you got to dive into the brain chemistry to get at why this works, okay? And what we're talking about, obviously, as you mentioned, Hugh, is rewarding yourself. Okay, so the way this works is whenever you get a little reward or you win in a video game or on your Apple Watch or on your Fitbit or whatever, or on your trading platform, when you take a trade and it makes a little ding noise, you know, for you, you know, that's just like video poker, right? In Vegas, that's the same thing. They reward you with these little, you know, yay, you know, you bet it all or whatever, you know, whatever it is. You put all your credits on the next spin of the pokey machine. What's it? Slot machine is what it's called in the US. Yeah, we call them pokey machines in Australia. But so that's the thing that you're getting, is you're getting a hit. And this is why this works, because I read a book the other day, actually, and they were talking about making good decisions in life. And what was so interesting is the author was saying that whenever something goes wrong, what you need to do is sit down and write it out and figure out what went wrong and then fix it, right? And you know what? That probably works in just about every level of life. But when it comes to trading, it's the exact wrong thing to do. And when you try and do this, what you will do is you will ruin your trading. And the reason why is because you have a trade. Everything is lined up. It's a perfect trade. You take the trade, and then guess what? The trade goes bad. You lose money. So you sit down and you write out why. Well, what happened here? What did I do wrong? Or whatever. And what? Okay, next time I'll take profit more quickly because my trailing exit here didn't kick in, and it made me take a loss when I could have taken 55 pips on the trade if I would have taken quick profit. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll do that on my next trade. Well, that's the road to disaster, right? As a trader, so you can't do that. So all those things that you can do in business or relationships or life or whatever, that doesn't work in trading, because trading has that element of chance. It's kind of like gambling in that sense, where we don't know whenever we're going to have the next winner. And it's a function of your win rate and just the luck of the draw. So what you do when you reward yourself is you're giving yourself a hit of dopamine, which is the exact same thing that your Fitbit does, or your trading platform does, or your Apple Watch. They give you a hit of dopamine every time that, you know, it vibrates and says, whoa, you did your 10,000 steps today or whatever. That's what we're doing as traders. We reward ourselves for taking the right trade by doing the right execution. So when you get in the trade the right way, and when you get out the trade the right way, you give yourself a little reward in your journal, and then you add up those rewards. And what I do after a certain amount of rewards every month, usually you can hit a target every quarter and every year, you reward yourself based on not what your account is doing, but on based on whether it's up or down or whatever. That's irrelevant, because the belief is that with a positive expectancy system, it's going to make money eventually. So what happens is you're rewarding yourself, you're getting that hit of dopamine, it's the feedback loop, it's keeping you in the game. Because if you were rewarding yourself based on whether the trade was a winner or a loser, you're all of a sudden now going to fall victim to the cycle of doom, or at least very likely to, and give up on your strategy and try and find something better, or try and modify the one you're using, the one you've spent all this time on backtesting and so forth. So that's really the way it works. The neuroscience behind it is simply getting a hit of dopamine, and that simply increases the chances that you will do that same behavior again. So this goes all the way back to the 50s and 60s in the behaviorism school of psychology, which is if you want something, someone or some animal to do something, you just reward them, right? So that's really what it's all about. And I know it seems kind of weird to reward yourself after a losing trade. And you have to remember that you're just moving the focus to what's important, which is the execution. The wins and losses, the distribution of wins and losses doesn't matter. What really matters here is whether or not you're executing as you should. And that's why you're getting rewarded.
Could you give us an idea of like some rewards that might work for some people?
Sure. So for my wife and I, what we do is we take little Aussie holidays. So what, and look, some people would be go to the movies, go to their favorite nice dinner. You know, maybe you like, I don't know, Benihana's or, you know, whatever, the local steakhouse or the local vegan restaurant. Actually, I recently went on a trip and I went to this vegan restaurant. It was like the best food I've ever had, man. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool, actually. Yeah. But so yeah, you know, so what we'll do is we'll go, okay, if I get a certain level, a certain number of points, then and it usually happens within, you know, 4 to 5 weeks that I can achieve it, I'll take, like, we'll go to a show at the Opera House in Sydney, okay? So, or we'll go on a little mini holiday in Australia, like we'll go to the wine country, or, you know, we'll go to Tasmania. Tasmania has amazing seafood, and it's just like, there's great clams or oysters and all this stuff. You know, if you're into that, it's a great place that you can go hiking down there and you can go on boat trips and stuff. So Tasmania is another one, you know. So I just kind of look for these little mini holidays, or we'll go to the mountains. And actually, Australia has mountains. People don't know that. They think it's all, you know, outback or whatever. There are actually mountains too, you know. So, you know, the kids like to go to the mountains. We get to see snow occasionally in the winter. You know, that was kind of amazing. So those are little mini trips. Some people will just do like a nice night at the movies. I don't know. Do they have in the U.S., do they have like, they have it over here in Australia where it's like gold class movies. It's kind of like first class in the airplane, but it's for the movies. Do you guys have that over there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, maybe it's just a thing over here. But so they'll have like these, it costs more, right? It costs more, but you have the best seats. They recline, like they're these really nice seats, kind of like in an airplane, you know. And then they have people that come and wait on you and bring you like, you know, whatever you want, like, you know, hamburgers or pizzas or wine and stuff. So it's like, it's kind of like that. And so that's one of the reward that I like to do is, you know, my wife and I will go out to the gold movies, you know, the gold class movie. And it's, I know it sounds crazy. Cool. It's like, okay, whatever, but it's fun, you know, it's fun to like spend, you know, $150 at the movies. And it's, trust me, you can easily do that, you know, it's not hard at all. So yeah. So, that's kind of what I like to do. I know I've talked to other traders that use this same thing. They might go out and buy something nice that they like. Like maybe they like remote control cars or things. You know, they'll go out and buy one of those after a certain amount of time, or some new shoes. Like if you like to collect, like I don't even know if Air Jordans are a thing. Air LeBron or whatever. I don't know what LeBron's shoes. I'm sure he has shoes. You know, if you like that kind of thing. Yeah. Or surfboards or what, you know, whatever you like. Like it has to be. So for example, like you, what you might do is your first immediate one would be just like a gold class movie. And then after that, if you keep pushing through, you might get the 3 month one where around 3-4 months, you get the little mini trip, you know, the little mini holiday. It could just be a weekend away someplace. Mm-hmm. And then after that, if it goes even further, you might be able to get like the really expensive surfboard. Like there are surfboards made out of wood that are like $5,000 or whatever, you know, like that could be another thing, you know? So it depends. Or it could be a bike. Maybe you like to ride bikes. So you get a really nice road bike, you know, road bikes can cost you $6,000-$7,000, right?
Oh yeah.
Or more. Yeah. So that could be like the more, like the annual one that kind of push that out further. So yeah, does that, I mean, I don't know if that helps with people, but it all depends on what you like to do, you know, what's interesting to you, what's fun for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that totally helps. All right. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks.